according to some Tafresh Beis Hes, we did Sif Aleph, we didn't finish the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Aleph, but the Mishnah Berurah cut in Beis. So he said, these walled cities, if you look in Behem, they don't have Sarbat Lamin. However, so we said, why is that an issue? Because the Gemara defines between an ear and a kfar is a large city and a village is whether it has a Sarbat Lamin or not. Then we could have argued that the concept behind a walled city is it has to be an ear plus a wall. So if it doesn't have a Sarbat Lamin, it's not an ear. So he's saying, no, even though it doesn't have a Sarbat Lamin, since it has a wall, it's called a krach. Mm-hmm. However, yesh merishadim shechol kol mazeser lehuda bekrach hamukif chayma imein bas ata sarbat lanim karen ba biyudalad. We had a frame and said the yesh lachus the shitosim likros gam biyudalad. So they say that this din of krach requires that it has to be an ear first, which means it has a sarbat lanim, and then you add the fact that it's a krach, it moves it to tesuvah. Otherwise, it's any, like any other city in the world, which it reads in yudalad. So he says, in that situation, so there's a halachic question, for example. The wall of the city of Vienna, there's some historical document which indicates the wall is supposed to be over 3,000 years old. Hmm. So it means if it's over 3,000 years old, it's a walled city. There's not necessarily a Sarbat Lanim in Vienna. So you would end up with reading on both days. Okay, so what's the definition of a Sarbat Lanim? That the Betelim in Malakhtam and the Erskim in Tzarchit Tzibur. A Pirish, Gemol, Mebeis HaKnesses, they say in the Shul, Kenin Sibhed Dibi Gemorah, Vayin Shalom Pirish Rashi, the Haino Shem, it's Kuyim, Tomi, the Hashkim, and the Har, Mebeis HaKnesses, Lis Pavo. They're always there during the early and late at night, they're always there available to help with the Minyan. Vayin Pirish HaMishal, Aram, Ubaram. And they also tell you, look at the Rambam's Pirish and Shnayas and the Ram, which I do not know what they say. Okay. Okay. So now we said this halach is only true if the wall was first and then the people settled, or they settled there, they were planning to make a wall. But if they were sitting there originally, it should be an open city, and then later on they decided to add the wall, that doesn't have a din of a walled city. Now, we assume that, I mean, if we see a wall, we assume probabilities are the plan was to make a wall originally, unless we know otherwise explicitly. If we have a wall there, and we assume probably that the plan was to put a wall there originally, unless we know otherwise. Most of the cities which have walls, even if they didn't make the wall first, but the plan to wall it definitely was there. That's the assumption. So unless you know otherwise, we're going to assume that it's a valid walled city. Okay. Sif Beis. Now, so we have the walled city, and then we have V'chein HaKfarim HaNirim Imahem. We have small, we have suburbs, we have cities around the walled city. So if they're Nirim Imahem, okay, so, which means that you can see from one to the other. I feel enim smuchim, even if there is, they're not right next to each other. For kind shehem bahar, they're up and one's down. Shesmuchim lohem, or they're next to it, they're nearby. I feel enim nearim imahem, but you can't see both together. Kind shehem ba'emek, one is down in a valley, so the one down the valley can't see the one up above. Okay. But they can't be a distance of more than a mil. Fine. Just points out the second point over here that the Shushan is the exception. Hey, a kfortim. Within a yaris, the same thing would be true if they weren't necessarily kfortim, the villages, but they were cities. So
is this like what? How do we look at something like Neve Yaakov or Mode?
So this will be part of the conversation about the outerlying suburbs of Yerushalayim. It's also relevant because Yafo is there could be was a walled city, Moshe Shubanun. So what's the status of Tel Aviv? So he simply is over here Ayaris, which are somewhat to the Krach. But the Moshe Dish over here brings this question of Tel Aviv and Yafo, that when you get to a point where the ear, which is next to it, is bigger than the Krach, so you can't say it's toffel to it. But he brings from the Har Tzvi.
Say last one again. If the ear is...
The ear, which is next to the Krach, is larger than the Krach.
I thought an ear is, by virtue of being an ear, I thought it's bigger than a Krach.
No, it's bigger than a Kvar.
Kvar.
Oh, Kvar is a village, right? Krach is this walled city, right? So Tel Aviv is bigger than Yafo.
Right.
So the he brings some sheets that would say that situation. Mm-hmm. You can't look at the ear as being secondary to the Krach, so it'll read on its own on your Dalet. He brings from the heart from C. Pesach Frank. The main thing over here is not what's larger and what's smaller. It's the point of Cheshivas. So the Mashal Yerushalayim, even if the areas around Yerushalayim are much more populated than the walled city of Yerushalayim, but the Maisa, the Cheshivas, will be totally in the Iker. We all look at the Iker of the city as the walled city, and then the rest of it is just an extension. So halacha lemaisa, he brings that the chazanish, as long as there's not a gap between the two of them, we see it as an extension. Okay, bavachlo yiyu vav, there can't be more than a mil. Zeh koyad a somach leit, the hanesh ahiyu somach. We had two cases. A case where they're seen together, but they're not smuchim, or they're smuchim but they're not seen together. So the definition of smuchim is within a mil. But as long as it's nearer together with the city, even if it's further away, sit off the krach. Yeshurman the benira gam kein eno nefshel the krach elam kein eno shen rochik yosim mil. However, this requirement of mil is somehow there was a gap in between. But a case where it's contiguous, also the old city Shalayim, the new area is well beyond the mil from the old city, but it's all built up with houses. So that's all considered part of the. Of the sum, because since it started within that close area, this is why the Rav Minyan Binyan of Yerushalayim is going to be reading on Tesvav and not on Yudal. He says he brings over here from the. He brings from the Chazon Ish and he brings from the Minchas Yitzchok, both Paschim like that. He brings, however, from Yechonoch and Tumashinsky, that he passed not like that, and he brings it that the Shul Salam passed like that. That if it's beyond a certain point, so now, So now what you get is the sections like remote becomes problematic. So he brings a possibility, he brings Rosh Zalman, that since regards to all the municipal issues, it's dealt with as part of the city, so it gets a dinner being part of the city. That's also will be a valid definition. He brings the Michus Yitzchok, if there's a gap in more than a mil, which there is, so remote, according to him, you have to read Yudalad. So he holds you reading Yudalad with the bracha, and Shemach we're reading Yudalad Tezvav also. Brings the Shabbat Emelech that also. So he brings from Yashiv, long piece over here. But to Rabbi Yasha, well, once they made the error, which included remote also, so then you read your Sintesvov. So if I'm standing in the crowd, if I can see I can see that. It's interesting. He says, "Welcome, Shem, and someone from Europe." It's concluded in the Arab Shel Krach to a source of Pesach. So Rosh Hashanah holds it considered part of the Krach. Let's say the Arab broke. Right, some wild guy broke into the Arab from Purim. Right, what happens now? He said, "I knew Dalit." He said, "Since you're planning to fix it, it's all considered part of the same area." Yasha also said like that. Yasha says not. The Arab does not work to make it all like one city. Okay. Fine. Helbanasa by Nase Zion, Shahim Nochel Batesov Kidasiba Crow. Fine. Sif Gimel. Kfar Vayaris Gedarlis, villages and large cities, who crossed him Shenamakov and Chemel. Nosir Shubhan Nun. They have walls, but not from the time of Shubhan Nun. Karim Yadal. Mishabur Ches. Karim Yadal. Misha did a Likra Batesvav. And Yoch Likra believes that Yudal and Yudal. He can't lay in for Bnei Yudal. A person with a Ben Yudal can't be Motsi. On Tesvav, but Ben Tesvav. He was in a Mokhiyah about the Bedover. He's not called Mokhiyah Bedover. Pichosh. He was not a cause of the Vidyavid in Ben Krach, Karol, Ben Yadal, Ben Yadal is Yosef. So he also knows it's possible. In the Shard seat, and as he brings the Yerushalmi, he actually raises us the question. The Yerushalmi sheet is that Ben Tesva will reason Yudal is Yotze B'diyavid. But Argamar holds that Ben Tesva will reason Yudal is not Yotze. So Yerushalmi raises that possibility because since B'diyavid you're Yotze, the Bavli pass is not like that. So then, the Supreme Chodesh says, so therefore you wouldn't be Yotze. But he brings it to the Groh is Mashma. That the Bible agrees to the Yerushalmi that a Ben Tesvav, the reason Yudal would be Yotze. In other words, you'd rather Yudal not a Tesvav, he'd be Yotze, his Kriya B'diyev. Okay. Dalit, Krach, Shehu, Sofik, Im Hukav, B'mei Yeshua, Im Lav. We're not sure when the wall was made. Karb Yudalad with Tesvav, we will lay there. They read on Yudalad and Tesvav. Loyvorov Kim Yudalad Shuzman Kriya the Rebbe. They'll make the bracha on Yudalad. Okay. Karb Yudalad Tesvav. Sif. No, I'm sorry. Tes. Shusafik. So now, it's very tough. Likus Bavav Yudalad Tesvav. The more, apparently they had a wall around some size and they used the yam as a chayma. And that one side, is that a valid chayma? That's a suffix in the Gemara, so you have to read both days. You're living in Poland, there's a walled city, you don't have to worry about it. Maybe it had a wall way back then. Okay. But there is the question about... So it's not just Kriya, but the whole Yom Tov Purim is celebrated for 2 days. The bracha is only the rabbanon. So it's a separate rabbanon if you have to make the bracha on this day. The whole thing is the rabbanon, so you don't need to make a bracha. So why do you make a bracha on your dalet? I shall work your dalet. Mishum the b'yam b'dalet, who's man kriya the rabbi olam kila kamei. But to learn, that we can't feel who mukam chamer be shidin yatetzvav mukar b'yam b'dalet yatz b'diavad lo habi bracha l'batol. Since Rav tells me that it is the right day, therefore, b'diavad you be yotze based on that. Even if you hold like the pre-chodesh, that a bent has some reason Yudal is not yotze, but over here would be the exception because the Rav tells me that he's a ben Yudal, because Rav people are a ben Yudal. Okay. The next, if take a look at this Biralocha here for a second. Ben Ir Shahal Chakrach. So here's you have a situation where a person was a Ben Ir and he ended up in the other city at some point in time. So he says, Sif Ze Rabu Perusov Ma'id, the different branches of it, different possibilities of it are extremely complex. I prepared the Mishara Kredim. I went to Rashi with Rashi's approach. Even that I presented just very, very basic. But I'm asking you not to rely on what I wrote over here. I'm prepared to go. Then I am shalti gibar, mevir grosh, etikol b'livri yisham el dinah, shur ben ir, shakar b'dirotz b'leil tesvav, b'chol d'krach, nischayev kana b'kam. So there's a sheet who holds that your mamash chayev. So, kids, he's warning us it's going to be complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sifhei, ben ir, shahol d'krach, ben krach, shahol d'ir. So a person who's a ben yudalet because he lives in the ear, went to a krach, or vice versa. Simhoi died to lach shalom akamai, bizmana kriya. He was planning to go back home. So this ben ear, before yudalet started, on your gimel in the afternoon, he went to krach. So somebody from Bnei Brak went to Yerushalayim on Tainas Esther and Yud Gimel. And he was planning to go back to Bnei Brak that night. But when he saw he didn't go back. But since at the beginning of the day he was planning to go back, so when the Leil Yudal started, he was a Bnei Brak or not a Yerushalmi. So Kari Kim Kami, he has to lay in Yerushalayim on Yudal. He was not planning to go back that night. And the Mishnah will talk about if he was planning to go back every day, what status that confers upon him. Right? Because maybe that's, since he was planning to go back sometime in Yudal, that's also called, he's called a Ben Yudal still. But if he went and he had no potential to go back until after the Zman HaKriya, so Kari Manshe Hamokim Shehu Shom, see, he'll have to lane on Tesvah of Nana Yudalev. So Bnei Barker goes to Yerushalayim planning to stay through the night of Purim and into the day of Purim. Or we'll see. Okay. Mr. Brewer will talk about that. So he's going to lane on Tesvav.
Right.
Now, Hagavim who be midbor of Isvina, Kavir Medel, to my Rebbe Olam, a person who's in, even if he's a Ben Krach. So that I gave you an example of a Bnei Bracher going to Shalayim. We could also turn the case around. Right, so this person is a Ben, he's Yerushalmi, and he goes to Bnei Brach on Yud Gimel.
Okay, fine.
With intention to go back to Yerushalayim the night of Yudal.
He's, we say the last
question. You're kidding, really?
He goes, Rach, can you just talk a little bit more quietly? Rach. Ma?
Really?
Rach.
One sec.
Can you just talk a little more quietly, please?
Come on.
Can you talk a little more quietly?
Oh, you're kidding. What could be that production?
Okay, so, a person's in Yerushalmi and he goes to Bnei Brak on Yud Gimel with intention to go back to Yerushalayim on the night of Yudal. So it comes out that on Yudal he's really coming back in Yerushalayim already. So according to this calculation, he's a Ben Krach and he has no dinner reading at Yudal, because by the time the morning of Yudal will come, he'll be back in Yerushalayim already.
Right.
So he can go and hold up, etc. He has no key of Kriya in Yudal. But if he's going there with intention to stay there into Tesvav, so that his key of Kriya will be on Yudal. So now my Ben Karat is out on a Svino or on a Midbor, even though he's from a Karat, he reads in Yudal. He's not in the city, he's in neither place. But once he's left, he's not going to be in the Karach for Tesis. So his din is that he's a Ben Yud, he goes with Yudal.
But the first case where the person from Bnei Brak came on the 13th Yerushalayim was planning on. That was the first case? He came on the 13th Yerushalayim was planning on.
See, if he was going to go back that night, he's a Ben Yudal. So he has to read in Yerushalayim on Yudal.
Right, you know they're not reading.
Hey, is that the Mishnah Berurah? Yudbein, Ben Ir Shaholchim Krach, Chulu. Sibze Hu Loshon Rambam. Neish Rambam Miskashim Sibze. Mukhar Hila Harchiv Adibur Viksas. Since this is a complicated din, I need to explain this more expansively. And the Vayroi Kafim Mashar Pershu Hamagid Bekesem Mishnah Bechein Mashar Mikro. I will follow the footsteps of the Magid and Kesem Mishnah and the Gro. Sichmanu Leidah Shloishet Dvar. We need to have three. There's three rules we need to know. So the two, they're krachim and they're process, which means open cities. So if he's a ben ear porus, even for one day, the Rambam holds he's called a porus and he reads in Yadal. So we can have my Yerushalmi going to Bnei Brak and getting a dinner with Bnei Braker for that day. That's a possibility. So the definition of it, he's called there for one. He's there for one day. But it's possible all the way around also. Okay. Beis zman kriya hu ikra b'yom. So we're going to define the person's status based on day, because the ikra zman kriya is by day. Like we mentioned, the ikra tekadosh chazal was to read by day, and they added a night on afterwards. So, therefore, the other mitzvahs would also depend on that. So if he's there at the beginning when the day starts, the morning starts, and Yudalad, so that's it. He's called a Yudalad. He has to read Yudalad. He's in the Mukif in the morning of Tesvav. Now, if he read a Yudalad already, he doesn't get a Kiev a second time. But if he didn't read in Yudal, he was there in Yudal, he didn't read it, he reads in Tesvav, he's a Ben Tesvav.
So the people that go outside of Yerushalayim on the 14th and come back on the 15th, like, people sometimes do in yeshiva to do both.
Right. So it's one more thing. Gimel. Zman Kriya Shekhazav Mechaber. When the Mechaber says if you're there in the place by the Zman Kriya, so that changes. How does Zman Kriya say Mokam Shuboyat? Well, Zman Shiyotza Misha. So if I'm in a Tesvav, in the time when the Kriya of Tesvav takes place, I become a Ben Tesvav. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk it through. Ben Ir Shaholach L'Krach. So a person who's a Ben Ir went to the Krach. He was planning to be home. When they're gonna, he'll be sending me back home before they lay. He doesn't plan to be there on Tezvav. He plans before the morning of Tezvav starts, he'll be back home in the Bnei Brak.
That was not the time to discuss this.
Okay. He ended up staying there in Tesvav. He's not a mukav because he didn't plan to be there. See, he had to have lain on Yudalad because his original plan was to leave sometime during the night of Tesvav and be home. So he has to lay on Yudalad. And even though he ends up being there on Tetzvav, he's the answer with that which he read in Yudal. He doesn't have to read again. He's not a Ben Krach. He planned to stay through the morning of Tetzvav. He was planning to stay there through the morning of Tetzvav. Because that's when the Zman Kriya starts. So he gets a dinner of ben krach. He has to be in Tesvav. I feel him achar kach chazal leiroi b'yem Tesvav. Karish drum im loy holach kar b'tchila b'krach. See, even though he goes back home in the morning of Tesvav, he didn't read yet. He has to read because he got a dinner of a ben. He was at the beginning of the morning of Tesvav. He was nikkud to be a ben krach. He has to read today. Now let's turn it around all the way around. That'll Ben Krach all of the ear. Which means that So the Yerushalmi went to Bnei Brak to have a good time the night of Yudalad, and he planned that by the morning of Yudalad to be back in Yerushalayim. So that was his plan. So he's not a Ben ear. After Masayif Shahoyashin Saki, but the cause of the Maisi, he ended up staying overnight. If I shake it a little bit, they ended up staying overnight. But Karim and Kimakamadan Yam says he doesn't have to read the Yudalad, even though he was there in the morning of Yudalad. Because he was planning not to be there, so he's not nikkud to be a Ben Tesvav, Ben Yudalad, and he doesn't read that day. He'll go back to Shalim and read the Tesvav. He planned to say through the night into the day of Yudalad. So once that's true, Chalav Chavis Kriya Shalayir, he gets it in, he is Mokhiv to reading Yudalad.
Right.
So Shomer Mechaber, Kari Im Anshe Hamokim Asher Hu Shom. Okay. He has to read where he is. Valkain Ein Avsha Chazar B'Yes Yom. Even though he ended up going back on Yudalah by day to Yerushalayim. Yudalah, he has to read Yudalah. The Nikra Poros Ben Yoma, he was a Poros for that day. Because since he planned to be the Bnei Brak in the morning, and he was, so he's a Ben Yudalah, and he has to read on Yudalah.
Hello?
Because of Ataz, the Chosev Adavkim Hoyeshom Beir Betchilas Hayom.
She must have pocketed me.
So what if a person went to Bnei Brak, planning to stay overnight into the day, and ended up, he ended up going back? So Lachar, when he was there, he planned to be there, so he should get him dinner Yudalit. No, because the Maisi wasn't there in the morning of Yudalit. So he was there in the morning of Yudalit, and he planned to be there in the morning of Yudalit, so then he's called the Ben Ear.
Okay, so we have to do it differently.
Even though he's a Ben Krach, and the Ben Krach leads in Tezva, but since he's out in the Midbar, which is not part of the, he's not in the Krach, he reads Yudal like Roy Boyle. Okay.